This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a jar of live bees. Your genius friend decided to bring me to the Yellow Jackets game for good luck. But in his rush to get on the road, he forgot to tighten my lid. And when you hit a bump, oh mama, my lid pops off. And with hysterical flailing comes hysterical swerving. You go off the road and into the pond. And if you've got cut rate insurance, your new price might sting a little. So get Allstate. You could get accident forgiveness and your rates won't go up when you meet mayhem, like me.
An accident can make your rates go up. But with Allstate Accident Forgiveness, they won't go up. And accident forgiveness starts the day you sign up. Dollar for dollar, nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate.
Feature is optional, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Safe driving bonus won't apply after an accident. In California, you could still lose the 20% good driver discount. Allstate Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and their affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Nothing gets the heart pumping more than pulling in a master angler bass or standing 20 yards away from a huge buck or even a boat full of college girls sitting in your new boat. But it all starts at the boathouse in Grand Island. From live bait lures and boats to hunting decoys, scents, calls, and blinds, the boathouse offers you the supplies to be successful this season. And don't forget, ask Tim about winterizing your boat. Stop into the boathouse today, North Highway 281 in Grand Island, where the fun season never ends.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
When you save 10% on the stuff that you bought, that's at Builders.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, here to announce our all-new Senior Citizens Day every Tuesday at Builders in Kearney. If you're 65 or over, you qualify for a 10% discount on any in-stock items at Builders. That's every Tuesday, where seniors save 10% at Builders in Kearney. See store for details.
Builders does it best.
We'll see some developing cloudiness across the area today with a slight chance of a shower or thunder shower developing with highs up near 70. North winds will be on the increase to about 12 to 25. Tonight, there's a slight chance of a shower early with a low at 37. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
And we are back in Lincoln with the weekly press conference. You just heard from Bo Pelini. If you missed any of it, it'll be on our podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com. Among the outlets that you can find it, still to come, we've got Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. While we get ready to have a couple of more guests up here before we wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show on this extended program, we remind you that Major League Baseball comes your way tonight right here on ESPN Radio, Game 5 between Texas and Tampa Bay. Pre-game is at 6:30. There's also volleyball tonight on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Blue Hill is at Lawrence Nelson in a big Twin Valley Conference duel. And on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, we'll be bringing you a Lou Platt Conference semifinal action coming up at 6 o'clock from Ravenna. It'll be a rematch in the semifinals of last year's final. Top seed defending champion Kearney Catholic will play St. Paul. That'll be followed by Wood River taking on Ord. That gets underway 6 o'clock, the doubleheader, and then the finals coming up on Thursday. The FKC continues. The semifinals are tonight in Overton. Overton will play Elwood. Axtell will play Elm Creek. We will have the consolation and championship game of the Fort Kearney Conference right here on ESPN Thursday night, getting underway at 6 o'clock. A couple of other things that happened since we spoke yesterday. The UNK football team is up one spot to number 13 in this week's Division II coaches poll. The Loper Sam Cook is the RMAC and Nebraska Division II Defensive Player of the Week. In volleyball, Florida is the new number one team in the country. Stanford suffered their first loss. They fall down to number two. Nobody in the country is undefeated. LSU has the lowest ranking with just one loss at number 12. And then you have got six other teams with one loss: Florida, Stanford, Nebraska, Hawaii, Cal, and Washington. Nebraska remains at number three. And senior center Sydney Anderson named one of 10 finalists for the Lowe's Senior Class Award for women's volleyball, one of the prestigious awards that go out every year in every sport. UNK holds out of the number nine spot In the Division II coaches poll, Wayne State falls down to a tie for four with Washburn. The Lopers, Cole Speck, is the Division II player of the week in the state of Nebraska. Girls State Golf going on. The second day of that is continuing. Omaha Marion had the lead in Class A with Lincoln Southwest second, Grand Island third, Kearney was 11th. Jackie O'Doherty, of Lincoln East had a one-shot lead over Sophie Peters of Fremont. Tasha Kider of Kearney, the low Bearcat, with a 90 in Class B. In Grand Island, Scott's Bluff has the lead over McCook by 11 shots. Adams Central was sitting in 5th. Northwest was in 10th. And the low score from the area was Madison Yerk of Adams Central with an 85. And in Class C, Grand Island Central Catholic had a 6-shot lead over Columbus SCOTUS, a 7-shot lead over Boone Central at Quail Run in Columbus. Donovan Trumbull was 4th. Wood River was in 6th. And Daniel Lemick, the 2-time champion junior out of Donovan Trumbull, shot 71, had an 8-shot lead going into today's second round action. So one other note, the preseason basketball polls have come out for the GPAC. On the women's side, Northwestern, a unanimous selection, and the Northwestern coach voted for Hastings because that's the only other number one vote out there. But the Hastings women picked to finish 5th, but Concordia, Sioux Falls, Hastings, and Briar Cliff are only 5 points apart, 3rd through 6th. On the men's side, Sioux Falls is the selection, followed by Briar Cliff, Hastings, a tie for 6th. State softball gets going underway tomorrow as well. So that's some of the other sports that have been going on as far as what's going on in central Nebraska. As we take a break, Sean Watson is the offensive coordinator for the Huskers up front right now, and more football players are headed our way. So let's take a break, and we'll be back. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, more Huskers after this.
Corb Walker Mowers in Minden has been your authorized Walker Mower dealer for over 20 years. Hi, I'm Harold Corb with Corb Walker Mowers. A Walker mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control. Plus, the center discharge tilt-up deck and power dump catcher create an excellent grass handling system. Call me to schedule a demonstration.
Hanging with us is like spending an afternoon at the pool with your buddies, only without the water and women in bathing suits.
KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney.
ESPN Superstation Sports Center.
Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. The Nebraska volleyball team is ranked number 3 in the latest AVCA poll. The Huskers are 16-1 in the season. Florida is ranked number 1, Stanford is 2nd, Hawaii is 4th, followed by Southern California, California, Washington, Illinois, Penn State, and UCLA. Texas is 11th, Iowa State is 13th. Hastings College is tied for 6th in the GPAC men's basketball preseason poll. The Broncos finished 24-9 last year and advanced to the second round of the NAIA National Tournament. Sioux Falls was picked by the league's coaches to win the championship this year. Briar Cliff was 2nd, followed by Northwestern, Dakota Wesleyan, and Dort. Concordia was tied with Hastings for 6th. Morningside, Nebraska Wesleyan, Mount Marty, Midland, and Doan round out the poll. The Hastings College women's team was picked to finish 5th in the GPAC this year. The Broncos were 31-4 last year and lost in the second round of the NAIA National Tournament. Northwestern is picked to win the championship this year, followed by Morningside, Concordia, and Sioux Falls. Briar Cliff is 6th, and it's Mount Marty, Dort, Doan, Dakota Wesleyan, Midland, and Nebraska Wesleyan. The Big 12 Conference has announced that ABC will televise Nebraska's game with Oklahoma State on October 23rd. The game will start at either 2:30 or 7 o'clock, with that announcement coming this Saturday. The new high school volleyball ratings are out today in the Lincoln Journal-Star. Papillion La Vista South leads in Class A. Grand Island is 4th. Omaha Groves leads in Class B. Grand Island Northwest is 4th. Grand Island Central Catholic continues to lead in C1. Sandy Creek is 4th. Kearney Catholic is 5th. Minden 6th. Hastings St. Cecilia is 8th. Lutheran High Northeast is the top team in Class C2. Blue Hill is 8th and Sutton is 9th. Exeter Milligan is the leader in D1. Brooding Davenport Shickley is 10th. Ansley is the top team in Class D2. That's sports.
Helping you help yourself. CPI. CPI.
As you're harvesting your crops, remember CPI has a harvest special for your seed needs. Book your seed with CPI before October 15th and harvest the benefits. Get with your CPI agronomist so he can tell you about this Ben Busting special from CPI.
CPI.
Crazy cheeseburgers and cheap cigarettes. One day they'll get me if they ain't got me yet. Cause I've been living in fast.
Duck and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, we will be on the road a couple more times this week. Tomorrow it's our Husker Lunch with Steve Sipple at Cunningham's Journal. Stop by and see us. We will be there from 11 to 12 with the show on the air. And then, of course, Steve Sipple will take over and answer your questions. First, he'll give a little a preview of the Texas game. He'll talk about the Kansas State game, what it all means. He is a voter for the Associated Press. He ranked Nebraska fifth. That's exactly where they are. His top five look like the AP top five this week. You can ask him questions about voting in the poll, what he thinks, how hard it is when the team in your backyard maybe deserves some recognition and trying not to overrank them. He'll take all your questions, talk about the game. It's tomorrow. Lunch is served at Cunningham's, your choice of all the great food we had last week. Man, brisket and ribs and chicken. Oh, it was so good last week. Come out tomorrow and join us. Everyone is welcome to join us at Cunningham's. Show up a little bit before noon, get your food ordered, and Sip will start talking just after 12 while you enjoy lunch, and we'll have you back to wherever you need to be. By one, you can get up and leave when you get done with lunch, whenever you need to go. It's pretty open, informal. Just love to have as many folks stop by Cunningham's as possible. Then on Friday, we're going to be at Builder's Warehouse. And, folks, you've got a chance to win a pair of tickets to Saturday's Nebraska-Texas game while we are at Builder's Friday here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Everyone that makes a $50 purchase between now and the Doug and Daddy Show will get a ticket. And that ticket you will drop into the hopper on Friday. We will draw it out at 12:30, and whoever's ticket we draw out is going to get a pair of Nebraska-Texas football tickets for this Saturday. So check that out at Builders the rest of the week, and then be on hand for the Doug and Daddy Show and the drawing coming up on Friday. Our show will be there from 11 to 1. A lot more Texas talk tomorrow. Chip Brown from OrangeBloods.com. We're going to be talking with some of the UNK golf team on our Loper Link. They're getting ready to open the new academy, which should really help out UNK's golf team in their practice in the offseason out at Owari Dunes. Also, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep will join us later this week. Keith Moreland, the color voice for the Texas radio broadcast, will join us. I believe that's going to happen on Friday, and a whole lot more coming up as the week progresses. But right now, it is time, folks, for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. And I was so pleased, Daddy, that you didn't get it.
No, I did not get it. I really,
not right off the bat.
No.
After about 37 guesses, you got it.
Yes. I narrowed it down considerably after the first nine.
Folks, so most of the players, by the way, are just getting out of class today, and so we should have a couple players joining us before we get out of here at the bottom of the hour. So
I have been stalking. I've been unable to.
Well, Crick, I think, has avoided you.
Oh,
in fact, I think I see a few of them headed this way. Maybe a few of them headed to the draining table. One looks like he could be a basketball player from Ravenna. Get him out of here. What's he doing down there? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. If you have not won Troutman's Tuesday Trivia in the last 2 months, then you are eligible for today's question and $25 gift card for all your tailgate and supplies. And here it is. Earlier on the show, we were joined by Suzanne Halliburton from the Austin American Statesman, who told us that Texas has tried to get that 10-game winning streak. This is a big game to keep that streak alive. They have won 10 games, 9 consecutive seasons. They have won 10 games or more, 9 consecutive seasons dating back to 2001. In NCAA history, which school has had the most consecutive 10-win seasons? Which university in Division I in NCAA history holds the record for most consecutive 10-win seasons? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. First correct caller gets Troutman's Tuesday Trivia and a $25 gift card. We'll be right back in Lincoln.
You have no doubt heard the phrase, no pain, no gain. But how about no pain? I'm Dr. Michael Bryson with MetalArc Dental Associates, serving the Tri-City area. Don't let anxieties and fears about a dental appointment keep you from achieving good dental health and a spectacular smile. I practice sedation dentistry, a safe, effective technique that with a relaxing pill allows comfort and full relaxation throughout the entire treatment. What this means is that you can have years of dental treatment done with fewer appointments, with little or no memory of the time you spent in the dental chair. Your lasting memory will be a spectacular smile.
For more about Dr. Michael Bryson's sedation dentistry, log on to MeadowlarkDental.com.
or call for an appointment, 308-234-3668. 308-234-3668. Do it today for a brighter smile tomorrow.
With good to very good crops in most areas, combined with rallying grain markets, Production Ag just doesn't get much better than this. No one knows on what day or what price this bull market will end, but we do know with certainty that it will come to an end. Opportunity requires action, and AgWest Commodities has been assisting producers navigate markets and manage price risk for 11 years. Check us out with a no-obligation 60-day free trial of our services. Give us a call at 866-WE-HEDGE.
You gotta go AgWest.com. Go AgWest.
All of us here at Farmers Co-op can't wait to see the Ravenna Fall Sports athletes take on the competition at this week's events. We know the Blue Jays have the skill, speed, strength, and perseverance to bring home the victory from every event. Good luck, athletes, from your fans of Farmers Co-op in Ravenna. Grow with us. Everyone at Wynn Electric knows the place to be this week is at the Kearney Bearcats and the Kearney Catholic Stars fall sporting events. The guys and girls are hardworking, talented, and dedicated, so we know the victory is near. Good luck from Wynn Electric in Kearney, proudly supporting our local athletes and scholars.
Art Monk was a running back in college, but the Washington Redskins thought he'd be more effective in the NFL as a wide receiver. Good call. As this day in sports, October 12, 1992, Monk passed Steve Largent as the NFL's all-time leading pass receiver with the 820th catch of his career.
It's a 10-yard reception. Well, you can say to your friends, you saw it live. The man who's caught more passes than any player who's ever played the game. Arthur Monk.
Monk passes Largent. This day in sports.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, and we want you to have tickets for Saturday's Texas game. And you'll go to an exclusive tailgate party and meet Dave Remington. To win, you must buy $50 or more in DeWalt tools this week to get an entry. Then bring your entry back to Builders in Kearney between 11 and noon this Friday the 15th. You must be present to claim the tickets at 12:30 when the winner is drawn. Don't worry, we'll have lunch available, with proceeds going to KCHS. Buy DeWalt for your chance to win Huskers tickets at Builders in Kearney, where we do giveaways best.
Good Life Discount Pharmacy has just the right prescription to add a little excitement to your life. Load up the family and come on out to root for the Boone Central Fall Sports teams. These amazing athletes are sure to treat you to a time of suspense and victory. Good luck, Cardinals, from Good Life Discount Pharmacy in Albion. Guide Rock State Bank is extremely proud to cheer for the athletes of the Sandy Creek Cougars, the Red Cloud Warriors, and the Superior Wildcats fall sports teams, and wishes good luck in your events this week, boys and girls, from all the fans at Guide Rock State Bank, located in Edgar in Guide Rock. Member FDIC.
When darkness turns to light, it ends tonight. It ends tonight. Just a little insight won't make this right. Too late to fight. It ends tonight.
And the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday, live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where the weekly press conference continues, and we're glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday. Again, a reminder, tomorrow our Husker Lunch going on at Cunningham's Journal. And the Loft and Merritt, we had a winner for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia today. Didn't take a long time, but we had a few incorrect guesses. The NCAA record for consecutive 10-win seasons belongs to Bobby Bowden and Florida State from 1987 to 2000. They're able to get the job done. So 14 consecutive years, Florida State, and that means Texas has five more years just to tie that record. Texas currently a nine consecutive years of winning 10 games or more. So congratulations. And our winner is who, Merritt?
And Joe from Kearney.
All right, Joe. Way to be you. Nice job, Joe. Joe picks up a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meat, a grill's best friend. Also, a reminder that the Huskers' Oklahoma State game, in case you missed that yesterday, also going to be televised on ABC. So there you go. Daddy, can you believe that Nebraska has its highest ranking since 2001?
Has it been that long? Hey, I know it's been a long time. Obviously, the 4 years of Billy C were not kind to us, but didn't know. Back to the Solich years.
This is the highest Nebraska's been ranked since you've been on the show.
Feels good, too. Those are easier shows to do back when Bill Callahan was.
Well, yeah, well, there was so many angry, not just Americans, but angry Nebraskans. It's been pretty quiet here. So got a couple of players that are heading this way. So we're just going to tell you up front, it's going to be a couple of minutes here. Jared Crick is speaking in front of the media in the other room. So when he gets done, we expect to have a couple of minutes with Cozad's hometown boy in Jared Crick. But that's a couple of minutes away. We went over some of the other day's headlines, the other sporting headlines that are going on in the world in high school and in college, and get ready for what should be a great high school football Friday, next to last Friday of the season. Danny, for some reason, I don't know if it's just where we are. The baseball is in between playoffs, if they're looking for something to talk about on the national scene. But since there are no unbeaten teams in the NFL, of course, they always talk about this. Okay, they're unbeaten, but they're not really the best team. Who is the best team in the NFL? We talked about this on the ride down. I am puking about Pittsburgh being picked as the best football team in the National Football League. They don't even have a quarterback, and you're saying that they are the best team in the National Football League?
Well, that's what makes them so impressive at 3-1.
Baltimore. Okay? Baltimore. You can't even say Pittsburgh because Baltimore beat them, okay? But Baltimore also has a loss, so whatever. Who do you think? Power rankings coming out tomorrow. New Orleans, obviously, is no longer the best team.
Yeah.
It's hard to say that Indianapolis is the best team. I mean, do you have a feeling on who you think the best team is in the NFL? I'm just saying, we'll probably do this later in the week, but, you know, if so-and-so happens, I would walk to Pittsburgh. I would walk to the Husker game. I would shave my head. I would jump in a pile of pudding, you know, something crazy like that. Here's the deal. I'm going to put it out there for the fans. You can email it, the listeners of the show. I don't know, fan might be a little heavy word there, but the listeners of the show that can run a computer like El Conquistador in Irish Ken. If Pittsburgh wins the Super Bowl, Doug will blank. Here's the deal. We'll take the best one, and if Pittsburgh wins the Super Bowl, I will do it because I stand up and I will do it. There is no way, no way, that Pittsburgh is winning the Super Bowl this year. Maybe I'm just agitated by hearing all this BS over the last week, how great Pittsburgh is. Really? Really? I'm just saying it right now. Email the Doug and Daddy Show on the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You know the address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. But don't send something that is physically impossible or immoral or
skydive without a pair
or will get us thrown in jail. But what would be the best? What would be best? I'm doing nothing naked because that is for the benefit of the entire community as well. Doug and Daddy, if Pittsburgh wins the Super Bowl, Doug will blank. You send in your suggestions to the Den Popper inbox. We'll go over it. We'll pick out the one we like the best because I'm fairly safe that I won't have to do whatever it is anyway. And I know there are Steeler fans out there. So use your imagination, boneheads, and come up with a good one. If the Super Bowl is won by Pittsburgh, Doug will have to blank. You fill in the blank.
So you're saying Baltimore just a cut above?
Well, I picked Baltimore before the season even started. I also picked Dallas, which isn't looking good. But a reminder, Daddy, teams that are hot at the end of the year are never hot at the beginning of the year, excluding last season. The teams that made runs in the playoffs got hot at the end of the year, but the eventual winners, New Orleans and Indy, were hot all season long, taking those incredibly long unbeaten streaks into the playoffs. But for a number of years, the Super Bowl winner or this team that gets to this, you know, Arizona, the New York Giants, these teams weren't great at the beginning of the year. They were hot in the second half of the year, and there's a lot of teams out there that are lurking in that 3-2 or 1-2 or 2-3 mode right now that are going to get it together and make a move at the end of the season. It's just not good.
Well, the Jets would certainly be in contention for one of those top spots at that 4-1. Houston, no, I don't see them being in contention at all. In the North, you got Baltimore and Pittsburgh, who I think are both in contention. Obviously, in the West, you don't think Kansas City is probably one of those elite teams that has an opportunity. Then you go to the NFC where...
Well, San Diego is always one of those teams that starts cold and finishes hot.
They're not going to win the Super Bowl because they lost to Oakland. Okay, they're out. They just checked them out. No, you're out. You bounced right out of the conversation. I mean, New York Giants, Washington, Philadelphia, no. I mean, those aren't the elite teams you're looking for that you go ooh and ah and wow over. Is anybody in the NFC? Green Bay was supposed to be that team. They're not. It's got to be. It's three AFC teams. It's Pittsburgh, Baltimore, and the Jets, period. There's one, two, and three.
Well, you're looking at teams, if you're already looking at mediocre teams right now, mediocre teams, boy, the Philadelphia Eagles would be a good – I mean, maybe the Washington Redskins aren't that bad. I don't know. Again, the team that we're talking about now, everybody's going to go, no, not really. But at the end of the year, they make some kind of a move. The Denver Broncos, nobody's going to give given them much of a chance. The Cincinnati Bengals, for as bad as they puked one away on Sunday, they should still be a 3-1 football team. There's a team that has a chance. Jacksonville, they're 2-2.
They're terrible.
And they look terrible. I know, Tony, but they're 2-2. If you're looking for a dark horse, and obviously Miami is better than a 2-2 football team.
Well, as Merritt rejoices, I just think if you're looking for that elite group up there, you're looking at the AFC, and you've got it narrowed down to three teams. I like you going out on a limb here saying Pittsburgh won't be in the Super Bowl, won't win the Super Bowl, but obviously you don't really have a leg to stand on with that argument. They got beat by Baltimore on a 17-yard touchdown pass over the top. It was an absolute strike in a game that was dead even. If Baltimore's a team you like, that's great, but they're dead even with them.
No, that's just that's just my opinion.
I understand that, but it's wrong.
Opinions can't be wrong, Tony. They are opinions. All right?
Okay.
Let's start to get that right now. It's not opinion, it's fact when Sean Callahan brings you the Big Red Report. Let's see what we've got here. We got some good stuff. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Already some suggestions are rolling in. Let's see. Each Monday for 4 weeks after the Super Bowl, Doug must shave his left eyebrow off.
Very, very, very nice. Very convenient. We can certainly do that.
Okay, so that's from Ross. Ross, thanks for sending that in. Of course, Irish Ken. If Pittsburgh wins the Super Bowl, Doug will have to sing the Irish fight song on the air during the Doug and Daddy show. That's only painful for the listener right there. And here's an email that says, well, the Steelers are better than those Cowboys, choke, cough. I'm not sure that that's the case either. I'm going to tell you that right now. I still have confidence in the Cowboys.
I'm wavering in my confidence at all with, you know what, teams that go to Super Bowl, Doug, don't turn the ball over and they don't have 12 penalties.
Yeah, they got to get it fixed. There's no doubt about it. They've got talent. They're one of those stinker teams right now that could get hot at the end of the year.
Yeah.
But when the media is hammering on, I mean, there's teams that the media just hammers on constantly and it's hard for them to do anything quietly. They win a game, is this the start of it? I mean, you get those middle-of-the-road teams. I mean, nobody was doing that with Arizona. Barely with the Giants. Those teams, like, you know, they're just not paying a whole lot of attention. Even in Green Bay, they're not getting all that attention that Dallas gets because they're America's team.
No, but they're not going to win a Super Bowl because Tony Romo's a quarterback. Until they fix that problem.
I'm just glad that Peter King said on the air this morning, what are you going to do if you fire Wade Phillips? Bring in Jason Garrett?
Or Dave Campbell.
Who many people believe is the worst offensive coordinator and is the problem. So, there's nowhere for them to go unless they go outside the box. And in the middle of the season, it's hard to go get a brand-new head coach that hasn't been with the team. So we'll see what happens. We are live at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln with an extended Tuesday Doug and Daddy show, and we will be back with more right after this. Time out of the Big Red Report from Sean Callahan.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation now brings you Sean Callahan with another Big Red Report.
Hard is giving everything you have in practice.
Nebraska Cornhuskers are number one.
Day after day.
He's got
in me.
The Huskers finish a perfect 13-0.
Pumps Husker Red.
It's the Outdoor Spectacular at Graham Tire. All tires in stock are on sale. Buy three and get the fourth free on select tires from Hankook, Goodyear, and Cooper. Get up to $160 rebate with purchase of four select Goodyear tires on your Goodyear credit card. Or a $50 Visa rebate card with purchase of four select Cooper tires. Register to win an ATV, one of three $500 Shield shopping sprees, or a guided pheasant hunt at K&M Hunting. It's the Outdoor Spectacular through Saturday, October 16th. Graham Tire, your tire store next door.
The Gibbon American Legion Club is inviting everyone to a nut fry October 16th from 5 to 8:30. They'll be serving mountain oysters, pulled pork, and fried chicken. Members and the public are all welcome. Stay for live music featuring the country rock and blues of Nighthawk. So So don't miss the great food and great music October 16th at the Gibbon American Legion Club in Gibbon. You're sure to have a ball.
Today's Husker Radio Report. I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com. As Texas head coach Mack Brown gets prepared for Saturday's matchup in Lincoln, there's one thing obviously that sticks out to Brown. How do you stop NU quarterback Taylor Martinez?
Give the offensive staff and Bo credit for recruiting him, but putting him in as a freshman and building everything around him as quickly as they have, because this is not even near the same offense we saw in the championship game.
There's been a lot of talk this matchup has lost some luster because Texas is 3-2, but Brown looks at it differently.
I think when the Longhorn and the end on the two helmets get together, those kids are going to fight their guts out, and both fan bases are going to be pumped out. And the problem is we're not playing as good right now. I wish we were 5-0 and we're taking a real confident team into Lincoln, so it could live up to the hype that the Nebraska fans want it to. Right now, we've got a lot of work to do before we can keep them in those seats.
Huskers get back to work later today at 3:45. Reporting with the Nebraska football team in Lincoln, I'm Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com.
Husker practice reports are brought to you weekdays, 7:51 and 12:21 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
If you got that helmet off, you don't feel like there's anything that you can't accomplish.
The heart in me pumps Husker Red.
From the professional sports team to the friendly contractor down the block, for companies big and small, it's the uniform that makes your team stand out and be noticed. And when you think of the uniform, the only name you need is CentOS. The CentOS uniform rental program takes all the guesswork out of your company's clothing needs. Your employees don't have the hassle of shopping for the uniform, washing the uniform, or repairing the uniform. CentOS does it all. Now CentOS has made the uniform even better. CentOS and Carhartt have partnered together to bring you an exclusive offering. Your workers can enjoy the quality and durability of Carhartt apparel with all the benefits a CentOS program provides. You wear Carhartt to work, CentOS does the laundry. Carhartt rental workwear, only from CentOS. To discover how easy it is to get started, go to CentOS.com. That's CINTAS.com. CentOS, the uniform people.
One of the guys who predicted team magic might happen is Lincoln Journal star columnist Steve Sippel.
Here he goes.
He joins us at Cunningham's Journal Wednesday at noon for another Big Red Lunch Q&A session.
So 30, 25, 20, there he's gone.
Doug and Daddy live broadcast at 11.
Touchdown of the game.
Brought to you by Home Federal Savings Bank, Midas, and Complete Nutrition. From ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550.
Are you kidding me?
See you at Cunningham's Journal Wednesday, noon, Kearney.
We'll see partial sun allow us some cloudiness effect in the area this afternoon with a slight chance of a shower, thunder shower. High temperatures will stay in the mid-60s to near 70 in spots with north winds around 12 to 25. Tonight's lows reach 37. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 64.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where all our guests are fed by the fine folks at Burger King. You can join the breakfast revolution, and if you're really hungry in the morning, try their ultimate breakfast platter, eggs, sausage, pancakes, hash browns, and a fresh baked biscuit. Wash it back with some of Seattle's best fresh brewed coffee, and breakfast is served daily until 11 a.m. at their two locations in Kearney, next to Walmart at 56th and 2nd Avenue, and near Kearney Cinema at 8th Street and 3rd Avenue, with that huge indoor playground for the kids, also in Cozad, Lexington, and North Platte. So there is where you can check things out here from Burger King. Still with you on a little extended Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Tuesday from Memorial Stadium. Already, we've got a bunch of suggestions coming into the Dent Popper inbox here. Some of them people just won't get. Some of them are personal at me. Thank you, Nelson in Kearney, for that suggestion. Ken says, make a public appearance in a dress. Daddy said, what would be a big deal about that? Also, sing the national anthem at an Ord varsity basketball game. I don't think anybody wants that, but thank you for that suggestion as well. Keep them coming. I said Pittsburgh's not going to win the Super Bowl, and I've left it up to you listeners to decide what I will do if the Pittsburgh Steelers win the Super Bowl this year. Just email us your suggestions. Make them good. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The best one into the Dent Popper inbox. We'll get a little prize worked up for you, and then that's what I will do if Pittsburgh wins the Super Bowl and the Steelers do it for the second time here in recent memory and like the seventh time. Steeler fan. And it's not like I dislike the Steelers anymore, even being a Cowboy fan. I'm just saying I'm tired of the hype this week of everybody saying that Pittsburgh is currently the best team in the National Football League, which they are not. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Live from Memorial Stadium in the weekly press conference here. We already heard from Coach Bo Pelini, and in case you missed any of that, he talked about Garrett Gilbert, not convinced that this kid is going to be shaken by anything that goes on. He says he's played in the national championship game, so what more could you ever want out of a youngster? He talked about Texas's run game and how it has struggled, but they'll probably get that going in the bye week and make some adjustments in that phase of their game. Also talked about the emotion of this game a little bit. As much as he wants to downplay it, the coach wants to downplay it, the coaching staff, and they know they have to stay on an even keel so that they don't come out on too much of a high and then let down towards the end of the game. He talked about the emotion of the pregame, how they have to keep it on an even keel, and how everybody else around the country and the state obviously want to make a big thing out of this. He says he's pretty confident that Taylor Martinez can handle the big stage as well. He says, I don't care where Texas is or isn't ranked. He goes, I believe they're one of the top 25 programs in the country, and so that's how we will respect them coming into our home. Also talked about how the Big 12 game helped Nebraska last year, kind of from a standpoint of having the confidence that maybe they are ready to take that next step, not just compete for a Big 12 title, but compete for a national title. He also talked about how Texas was similar and what a couple differences might have been from the team that they played at the Big 12 championship game to what he's seen so far here. A brief comment on Will Compton. They kind of broke down three or four parts of the team as far as linebackers, as far as the secondary, as far as the offensive line. Overall, kind of the same standard response. Pleased with what they're doing. Always room for improvement. A lot to get better at. Then it went into a couple of questions about a big weekend where it comes from recruiting. That went into JUCO kids because Nebraska has, obviously, with Levante David, the Big 12 Defensive Player of the Week, a lot of talk about the JUCO kids that are contributing already this year. Also talked about what he is most, one of the more interesting comments right towards the end, what he is most worried about Texas, what really concerns him, what is the one area that really stands out. And he talked about, as always, Texas's team speed. If they can't control it and can't get it right in the run game or the pass game, it's still there. And so always dangerous. You always have to keep an eye on what's going on the outside and don't let anybody get behind you. So there you go. And then at the very end, kind of when the questions were wrapped up, he just said, hey, I'd like to make make one more comment. Respect Texas. I know there's kind of without saying it, you know, I know there's going to be a lot of people that want to get even, but he said it in a, Coach Pelini said it in a way that respect Texas, take the game for what it is. Let's not worry about what's happened in the past or what happened in the Big 12 championship game last year. Kind of reiterating, you know what? What happened with the second on the clock had nothing to do with the coaches and the players on the field, and that a lot of the players are going to be different that face off Saturday afternoon at 2:37 when the kickoff is set to go here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. The game on ABC television, and of course you'll be able to hear it the whole pregame starting at 9:30 in the morning on our sister station, which is coming up on the Breeze 94.5 FM, where you can hear all the Husker games this season. There goes Steve Sipple. He'll be in Lincoln, or he'll be in Kearney tomorrow at Cunningham's with about 1,000 people. We're looking forward to it. He is full of knowledge. You should see it. He's going to his blog right now to write down some more information. Check it out at journalstarsports.com. We need to keep all of our fine advertisers happy, so let's do that. And we'll be back with more from Memorial Stadium on the Doug and Daddy Show Tuesday press conference edition, Texas Week, right after this.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Grand Island Central Catholic is the leader after the first day of the Class C State High School Golf Tournament at the Quail Run Golf Course in Columbus. The Crusaders fired a team score of 372 on Monday. Columbus Scotus was second with a 378. Donovan Trumbull is in fourth with a 393. Danielle Lemick of Donovan Trumbull is the individual leader with a 71. Lemick is gunning for her third straight state championship. She has an 8-stroke lead entering today's final round. Scott's Bluff is the leader of the Class B state tournament, the Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. The Bearcats have a team score of 338. McCook is second with a 349. Adams Central is fifth with a 381. Sabrina King out of Scott's Bluff has the individual lead with a 78. Madison Yerk of Adams Central is tied for sixth with an 85. Omaha Marion leads the Class A state tournament at the Norfolk Country Club. The Crusaders have a 14-stroke advantage over Lincoln Southwest. Grand Island is tied for third, 19 strokes back. Jacqueline O'Doherty out of Lincoln East has the individual lead with a 75. Rachel Houston out of Grand Island is tied for third with an 80. The Big 12 Conference has announced that ABC will televise Nebraska's game with Oklahoma State on October 23rd. The game will start at either 2:30 or 7 o'clock, with that announcement coming this Saturday. The Nebraska Kearney football team is ranked 13th in the latest AFCA Division II Top 25 poll. The Lopers are 5-1 in the season. They're 4-0 in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. UNK will play at Colorado State Pueblo this weekend. The Nebraska Kearney volleyball team is ranked 9th in the latest AVCA Division II Top 25 poll. The Lopers are 18-3 on the season. They are 9-0 in the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference. UNK will play at Western State on Thursday, at Mesa State on Friday, and at Fort Lewis on Saturday. The new high school volleyball ratings are out today in the Lincoln Journal Star. Papillion La Vista South leads in Class A. Grand Island is fourth. Omaha Gross leads in Class B. Grand Island Northwest is fourth. Grand Island Central Catholic continues to lead in C1. Sandy Creek is fourth. Kearney Catholic is fifth. Minden is sixth. And Hastings St. Cecilia is eighth. Lutheran High Northeast is the top team in Class C2. Blue Hill is eighth and Sutton is ninth. Exeter Milligan is a leader in D1. Brooding Davenport Shickley is 10th. Ansley tops the D2 poll this week. Lawrence Nelson is fourth and Loomis is sixth. Elsewhere in sports, the Nebraska volleyball team is ranked number 3 in the latest AVCA poll. The Huskers are 16-1 in the season. Florida is ranked number 1. Stanford is second. Hawaii is fourth, followed by Southern California, California, Washington, Illinois, Penn State, and UCLA. Texas is number 11. Iowa State, number 13. That's a sports update on ESPN. I'm Mike Will.
Hi, this is Scott from Builders, and we want you to have tickets for Saturday's Texas game. And you'll go to an exclusive tailgate party and meet Dave Remington. To win, you must buy $50 or more in DeWalt Tools this week to get an entry. Then bring your entry back to Builders in Kearney between 11 and noon this Friday the 15th. You must be present to claim the tickets at 12:30 when the winner is drawn. Don't worry, we'll have lunch available, with proceeds going to KCHS. Buy DeWalt for your chance to win Huskers tickets at Builders in Kearney, where we do giveaways best.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. A lot of college football talk today as we're live in Lincoln with Bo Pelini's press conference that has passed us along. And Doug and Daddy Show with you until nearly the top of the hour. We're going to be tomorrow live with our Husker Lunch going on at Cunningham's Journal. We invite you to come out and join us. Great lunch, very affordable, $5 for sandwich and two sides last week. And then you'll hear from Steve Sipple for the Lincoln Journal-Star as he will be discussing what's happened so far, break down last week's Kansas State game, and then take a look at Texas and answer all of your questions. So if you've got questions about Texas, about the top 25 poll that he votes in, about Taylor Martinez, about anything, Will Compton's return, Sip's going to have it all for you tomorrow. And then we're at Builders coming up on Friday from 11 to 1. We'll be talking with Keith Moreland, the color voice of the fine Texas Longhorn radio broadcast. Chip Brown joins us tomorrow, but on Friday at Builders, we'll be there from 11 to 1, and your chance to win a pair of tickets to the Nebraska-Texas game during the Doug and Daddy Show. This kind of just coming to the forefront here. We know that Ohio University has been slipping a little bit under Coach Frank Solich this year, and they are really banged up. In fact, their two best players for all intents and purposes, including Kearney High graduate Noah Keller, along with LaVon Brazil, are both they're both banged up. It looked like there was a possibility that they were going to have a chance to head on, and there's a story out today about Coach Solich and talking about these two kids who both had a chance to go in the NFL draft. Now it looks like they're going to have a decision to make, whether to take that medical red shirt and possibly return for another year at Ohio. And it's tough when you're just hoping to get drafted and not for sure that you're going to get drafted. You kind of need to show the scouts that you're healthy going in, and that may not be the case for these two. Keller, one of the team captains, led the MAC conference in tackles last year with 155. He battled nagging leg injuries during the Cats' first two games, then re-injured his foot in the loss to Ohio State on September 18th. The next week, he was in a walking boot, and the week after that, Noah Keller was on crutches with a cast on his injured foot. Frank Solich added, both have the possibility of earning a medical redshirt, which would give them another year of eligibility, saying we're both in their corner, and a great year would have enabled them both to get drafted. So it's been discouraging this year in terms of the number of guys who have been injured for Frank Solich and the Bobcats. So kind of keep an eye on that, an ear on that, and we will as well to see what the situation will be with former Kearney High Bearcat Noah Keller, who has had an outstanding career so far in 4 years at the University of Ohio. Remember, he did not take a red shirt, and so a medical red shirt would still be out there and maybe give him a fifth year of eligibility for the Ohio Bobcats. So we'll see how that all plays out. Not a lot of players. I wonder if that's intentional. Sometimes there's more players available for the lesser games, and sometimes they don't want some of these guys saying a whole lot when it comes to big games like Texas out there. So that's where Big Daddy is at, stocking things away. We remind you that we've got high school sports going on tonight with a little bit of high school volleyball, the Lou Platt Conference semifinals tonight from Ravenna. We'll be heard on Classic Hits 98.9 FM, and we've got baseball tonight here on ESPN Radio as Tampa Bay takes on Texas, and that will get underway. Pre-game at 6:30, first pitch at approximately 7:10 tonight. And speaking of bats and balls and diamonds, the state softball tournament gets underway tomorrow in Hastings. And here's how things get going. All of the Class B games will get going at 10 a.m., including Holdridge against the top seed Beatrice and Cozad against Bennington. At 12:30, Class C will get going, St. Paul taking on Friend. And at 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, first-round Class A action, including Grand Island taking on the top seed from Papillion La Vista South. Let's take a final break before we wrap things up on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be right back.
Mid-America Market Information.
For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Rudyard. Here's a look at your market update this hour. The grains have taken off today. Corn up 23.75 for December, 579.5. Soybeans are up 29.5 at 1182 for November. Soybean meal's up 4 at 331 for December. And soybean oil is up 68 cents at 4703 for December. Kansas City wheat moved higher today. It's up 9.25 right now at 756 for December. For July, it's up 4 at 768.75. Outside markets haven't shown much help today. You've got the weakness in the Dow and also weakness in crude oil market. And a little bit of strength in the dollar as well today after the last week. Moving over to the Mercantile Exchange, take a look at the cattle futures. They've showed some strength today. Maybe some help from cash cattle market. Talk like it looks like it will be higher this week and getting at least steady trade in Nebraska possibly on a live basis. Beef prices have been showing some support as well, so another positive sign there. So it looks like the cash rate could be firmer this week than it was last week. It's up a dollar on live cattle at 96.35 on the near term. For December, it's up 55 cents at 99.30. Feeder cattle is up 47 cents at 107.62 for October. November's up 10 cents at 107.22 after a sharp decline yesterday and the day before, especially. Lean hogs are showing some weakness today. They're down a quarter right now for December at 72.37 for December. So some weakness on that side of the market. Is the cash hog market has shown some weakness as well. Maybe getting near the bottom, though, on that. Pork prices have started to rebound. They showed some positive moves upward yesterday, so that may be a positive sign there in the fundamental side of the pork market. Switching to energy, crude oil is down 47 cents at 81.74. Diesel's down a penny at 226. For the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm John Runyon.
He saw the mailbox was broken, lying in the grass. So he got his tools out of his truck and fixed it. It wasn't hard. The wooden pole was still true in the ground. He hammered the box back on top of it, put his things in his truck, and pulled back onto the road. His home was still a good 5 miles away. Me? making your community stronger by lending a hand. That's the Nebraska way. And at Pinnacle Bank, we think that's the way banking should be. Pinnacle Bank. Member FDIC.
Saturday morning, the doctors are in. The Mid-America Radio Network, along with the Galicia Broadcast Network, presents Take Your Health to Heart, a one-hour medical show featuring Dr. Joseph Galicia and his medical guests. Find out about the latest medications and the latest technology in medicine. Take Your Health to Heart. Saturday mornings can be heard on the Mid-America Radio Network. For an affiliate or broadcast streaming location, visit our website at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. That's MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. Take Your Health.
Corb Walker Mowers in Minden has been your authorized Walker Mower dealer for over 20 years. Hi, I'm Harold Corb with Corb Walker Mowers. A Walker Mower will give you the fast, easy, beautiful mowing you have always wanted. These premier mowers operate easily in any direction. Zero radius turns and braking are easily done with one-hand fingertip control. Plus, the center discharge tilt-up deck and power dump catcher create an excellent grass handling system. Call me to schedule a demonstration.
Save big on fall project supplies now during the Menard Day Sale. You'll find great deals on insulation, yard cleanup products, and more. Store patio furniture, lawn equipment, and more with attractive, easy-to-assemble storage buildings by Suncast. They feature a durable, weather-resistant construction and attractive shake-style roof panels. A 7.5 by 3 foot Suncast storage building has 129 cubic feet of storage space, now just $339.
Save big money at Menards.
I'll be right back at it by the end of the night.
Can we get in that airplane in the night sky like shooting stars?
Awesome.
I can really use a wish right now. Wish right now. Wish right now.
Doug and Daddy show on Central Nebraska is the ESPN Radio Superstation live from Memorial Stadium in Lincoln on this Tuesday press conference. As we heard from Coach Bo Pelini, and of course you can always hear all the folks that we had, Steve Ryan from Big Red Report. We'll also talk to Suzanne Halliburton from the Austin American Statesman in the first hour of the program today. I mean, Texas already has media up here. I still find that a little bit funny, although she might be the only one or two of them that are up here this early and will be here all week following the story. Even as crazy as Nebraska is, that rarely happens hitting on the road. But it does, and with Texas not playing, I think it's a little strange that Texas not playing for a national title anymore. This isn't a Big 12 South game. I guess it just shows that Texas does view this Texas-Nebraska game almost as big as any other game that they play, maybe just slightly below Oklahoma. So respect being paid here, and people are paying attention, and Texas obviously does want to win this football game and stay away from its first three-game losing streak in the Mack Brown era, and that's something that they don't want to obviously have. Tony has been stocking a couple of special guests on the program today, but I don't think it's going to happen, folks. We may be able to chat with them and bring them to you tomorrow on the show, Thursday on the show, Friday on the show, as we will have some special guests. So I think that's going to wrap things up for the Doug and Daddy Show for today. We appreciate you staying with us. Just one of those deals down here at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. So, Merritt, let's get on out of here and thank the guests for joining us today, including Steve Ryan from Big Red Report, Suzanne Halliburton from the Austin American Statesman. And we will be back tomorrow live from Cunningham's Journal, the Husker Lunch. Steve Sipple will be there. We'll do the show from 11 to 12. We'll be joined by, of course, Sip. At the end of the show, we'll have Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report, some members from the UNK golf team and coaches that are coming in to talk about the new golf academy that is opening up at Awari Dunes that will allow them to practice year-round and hopefully even get better on the UNK men's and women's fronts, which the teams have continued to do here over the last handful of years. And that's what's coming up tomorrow. So we thank you for joining us. And don't forget, baseball tonight, Rays Rangers here on ESPN Radio.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.